You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Mark Leno has been a fixture in San Francisco politics for 20 years. He was appointed to the Board of Supervisors by then-Mayor Willie Brown in 1998. He won re-election and then moved on to the State Assembly and eventually the State Senate. Now he's back in the city running for mayor. He came to KELW Studios to explain why.
I am running for mayor because I think it's time for a new direction at City Hall. We need some fundamental change. The status quo is not working, and I'm talking about our crises of homelessness, housing affordability, increase in property crime, our difficulty just getting crosstown. And I want to fight to make sure that we protect the quality and character of our neighborhoods and keep San Francisco a place where working people can afford to live. Pretty basic stuff, but we've lost our way, and it's time for real change.
That's San Francisco mayoral candidate Mark Leno. He sat down with KELW's Ben Trefney to talk about some city issues. Here's some of that conversation.
So I'm wondering if you have a plan to deal with San Francisco's litter problem.
So our litter problem, I consider to be a symptom, not a problem. The problem is that we have 3,500 people living where they should not be living, which is on the street. Once we take care of the problem, we will already mitigate the symptoms. So we are currently spending about $60 million a year at the Department of Public Works to clean our sidewalks and our streets. And I haven't talked to anyone recently who thinks our sidewalks and our streets are clean. So we're pretty much just spinning our wheels. We're not dealing with the problem. We're trying to take care of the symptom, and it's not getting us anywhere. Again, we need some fundamental change. But we can be doing much better. Now, I'm a bit compulsive when it comes to litter on the street, and so I'm one of those crazy people who actually picks things up as he's walking down the sidewalk.
I do, too.
And I just, in recent months, have recognized that I have to carry the trash I pick up one block, two blocks, three blocks sometimes, and there's not a trash can to be seen. Maybe I'm lucky that a neighbor or a merchant has their recology bins out for the night, and but there are no street receptacles. That's a big problem. So as mayor, I would make sure every block, every corner, every mid-block, we've got to have places where people can put their trash. And clearly, my goal is to end street homelessness by 2020. So again, the problem is going to get much better when there are not people living where they shouldn't be living. But even then, we're going to need the additional receptacles. There are now such things as smart receptacles that you can put things in, but you can't take things out. Now, I know that won't be good for the indigent people who are trying to scrape by going through receptacles and taking out what they can just to live on.
But, which is not good for ecology either.
No, and that shouldn't be the case either. Let's deal again with the problem that we've got people who are food insecure and we've got to do better there too. But what they won't be able to do is take things out of these smart receptacles. So many bins are just turned upside down because desperate people are looking for something of value or to fill their stomachs. And then, of course, the wind picks it up, and then it's just, that's why we have such messy streets, and we're wasting $60 million a year trying to clean this mess up. And then beyond that, I remember when I was new to the Board of Supervisors 20 years ago, there was a public relations campaign called San Francisco, One Neat City. And I think Charlotte, then Maillard, Swig, Schultz was chair of it, and the mayor and the supervisors would go out to their districts on Saturdays and Sundays and engage the neighborhoods. We've lost the civic pride. And when the city's as messy as it is, who thinks it matters if you drop your Snickers wrapper on the sidewalk? It's already a trash can. We've got to turn that corner. We've got to turn the whole thing around and really begin to reinstill civic pride in those of us who are fortunate to have a roof over our heads.
Do you have a snappy slogan in mind?
I'm open to any suggestions you may have, Ben.
You know, I don't know. I think that don't mess with Texas. I always get stuck on that because that's such a good one.
You don't like One Neat City.
I don't like One Neat City so much, but it's, you know, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. Thinking of clever slogans, you know, after this tripling of car break-ins between 2011 and 2017, finally the police are really getting on it, and now there is a public relations campaign if you love it, don't leave it. So the idea is park, I think they call it park smart. Tourists need to know, do not leave anything in your car. Leave it in your hotel room, and they should get that message when they leave the airport, when they're on BART, when they're on Muni, when they get to the check-in desk, when they get to their room and turn on the television. So it's park smart. But for those of us who live in town as well, and their tagline is, if you love it, don't leave it.
I actually kind of like that one.
Yeah.
So I want to go to a lightning round. What's going on at the Hunters Point shipyard?
Dump Tetra Tech. These folks have been caught, and they have caused great risk to the health and well-being of our communities and really put a wrench in the works for a major housing project, which we need desperately. They should not be a federal contractor in the future.
San Francisco is a sanctuary city.
I am a great supporter of our sanctuary city for all the reasons we know data. Can I expand just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, this false narrative coming out of this idiot in Washington, D.C., that there are rapists, murderers, and child molesters coming to this country looking for sanctuary. Unfortunately, one of our candidates for mayor actually said those same words, and that we need to fix our sanctuary city law. That is not the case. Serious felons are not protected by our sanctuary city law, and everyone should know that. That is just not the case.
Car break-ins.
We can do much better. Rates of car break-ins tripled in 6 years. Why did it not become a serious issue when it doubled?
Tasers in policing.
We need de-escalation techniques, not just taught, but wholly learned by our department before a new weapon is issued.
Legalized adult use recreational marijuana, good or bad?
Done deal, I supported it.
Charter schools versus conventional public schools?
I'm not buying the frame. So they're all public schools.
They are all public schools.
And they all need to play by the same rules.
The Golden State Warriors coming to San Francisco.
It's going to be big for the city.
Development in Soma and Mission Bay.
It is going forward, yes, but I think we need to make sure there is the infrastructural improvement specifically in transit to accompany it.
The Central Subway.
I support.
How Mid-Market Street changed during the Lee administration?
Very mixed bag, very mixed bag.
In what way?
Well, again, I don't know that San Franciscans got as much out of it as we could have. So we're referring back to the Twitter tax break. And there was a community benefits package, not a lot of enforcement in it. I don't know that there's even been compliance with what was promised. But I would have had a requirement for some more public hiring. We didn't get that. At the same time, I know from my friends at the Strand Theater, which is a second home for the American Conservatory Theater, and patrons have a very difficult time just getting to and from their parked cars because there's just not enough safety in the streets surrounding it.
Electric scooters.
A way of the future, but they need to be regulated.
The possibility of being the first openly gay mayor of San Francisco.
I would support that.
What do you hate most about San Francisco?
Our housing inaffordability and too many people not feeling they can stay in the city. They're being pushed out, and parents who fret and worry that their own children and grandchildren can't live in their own city.
And what do you love most about San Francisco?
Our iconoclastic, push-the-envelope, life-enhancing spirit.